Good evening, I'm Christian Esquera, and welcome to this episode of After the Fact, where we get to see things more clearly, where we get a better sense of the truth. Let's begin by dissecting the news. One of the Philippines' most decorated athletes and brightest hopes for another Olympic medal is set to be banished from the national training pool. On top of this, the Philippine Athletics Track and Field Association, or PATAFA, is set to sue pole vaulter EJ Obiena for alleged estapa. A PATAFA investigation claimed Obiena failed to account for some 6,000 euros intended as salary for his Ukrainian coach, Vitaly Petrov. Petrov previously made it clear that he had been fully paid by Obiena. But just the same, the PATAFA is set to terminate his services as coach of the Philippine national team. The PATAFA will also file a complaint against him before the World Athletics Body for allegedly violating the integrity code. Obiena's advisor, businessman James Lafferty, will also be declared persona non grata. The PATAFA decision came after the Philippine Olympic Committee took up the cudgels for Obiena and declared PATAFA President Philip Elia Buico as persona non grata for harassing the athlete. To be part of our discussion, send us your questions and comments on our YouTube live chat or tweet us using the hashtag ANCAfterTheFact. With us tonight is Philippine Olympic Committee President, Representative Abraham Bambol Tolentino. Thank you for joining us tonight, sir. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year, Kristan. Happy New Year. Good evening. And finally, we've met after the Olympics.
Okay, what do you think of this decision by PATAFA to basically banish EJ Obiena because of this so-called misappropriated funds?
Well, of course, it will be a great loss for the country, no? Pero may chance pa. From POC side, of course, we will look after EJ. This is a different, it's not a normal situation. Under the IOC rules, charter, meron pa rin, merong may authority ang NOC to recommend athletes to play, compete in all IOC sanctioned events or tournaments. That's one.
Okay.
Second, with the non-inclusion dropping on the national pool, will the government through PSC succumb to that request to drop in the role and not to fund Obiena? So will the government allow to lose this future world-class athlete? Now it's they're tied to number three in the world, one in Asia, first in Asia. So I don't think so. The government will just do that. They have also the responsibility and obligation to support, to fund those athletes.
Okay. So just to be clear, as far as the POC is concerned, mawawala ba sa national training pool si EJ Obiena or nandun pa rin?
Yes. Merong right talaga ang NSA. Nasa charter ng PSC yan. The NSA has the right to select the athletes, no? Pero with or without the funding, the POC can still look for a private funding, no? During my term, ito lang, naggawa kami ng policy ng Group A and Group B. Group A are those athletes that will be funded by the government through PSC. But Group B are those athletes that cannot be funded anymore by the PSC due to whatever reason kung kulang na yung pondo or hindi naman talaga tourist, not tourist lang, no? Hindi naman talaga capable of a podium. But we have an internal agreement with Commissioner Fernandez. But on those on Group B, pag sila naka-podium, definitely they will be reimbursed and the incentives from the government will be given also. So, isang way yon. Aside from the, that's it, the private funding. And okay, definitely, the POC, yours truly will lobby for it, for SEA Games, for Asian Games, for other qualifying events. We'll lobby for the Asian Federation, for the International Federation, and of course for the IOC about this situation. We will be citing the provision, the charter in the IOC, specifically on the mission and role of NOC and the NOC's task. Meron talaga no, na I will read it to you, Christian. On Rule 27, the mission and role of NOC, on paragraph 3. The NOC have the exclusive authority for the representation of the respective countries at the Olympic Games and at the regional, continental, or world multi-sports competition patronized by the IOC. So with that, I will cite that. This will be a test case.
Test case. But as far as you're concerned, pwede pa rin i-represent the AJLPN of Filipinas despite this the ruling by PATAFA.
Yes, of course. You know nga, I will be citing that provision ng IOC charter. Remember, sa Olympics nga, merong athletes ng walang NOC, walang bansa. Yung mga refugee athletes. Last Olympic nga sa Tokyo, ang Russia, hindi nag-represent ng Russia dahil naban yung Russia. So they represented the NOC of Russia. They did not carry the flag of Russia. Still, they represent. Pinagbigyan yung atleta. Yun naman talaga kaya kami nandito. It's for the welfare of the athletes. Eh, no? Na, Christian, not the power, not the entitlement. It's for the athletes and for the flag.
You mentioned the welfare of the athletes. Una-una, what do you think of this decision? Hindi ba overkill itong ginawa ng PATAFA kay AJ Ogena?
Yes.
And on top of that, instead, aside from banishing him from the training pool, national training pool, pinapakasuhan pa ng staff.
Oh, you know, it's hard to create or to have this kind of athlete na world class. Maybe 15 to 20 years bago ka makagawa ng ganito. Tapos just because of that, mapupunta lang sa wala. Ano naman na-deprive naman ang buong bansa dito, ang Pilipino dito. Kala ko nga si EJ may kasama sa Italy habang nagte-training 2 years, etc. Kala ko may magulang ako. Wala. Pag-isa lang pa rin sa isang dormitoryo doon. So, imagine that. Iba itong naging decision na ito. We're talking of attitude here. We're talking of character here. Bakit naman ganun ang pagtrato natin sa atleta?
Yeah, kasi marami rin sabi para sobra naman yata yung treatment ng PATAFA for something that could have been perhaps settled between...
But Christian, definitely the POC will... The POC will look for some solution for EJ to compete, especially this year. Ang dami niyan. May Asian Indoor Championship, may SEA Games sa Vietnam, may Asian Games. So talagang i-exert namin yung IOC charter about that. And we will lobby for it sa mga organizing committee. It's also for Asian. Gusto rin lang makita yung, remember, EJ is number one in Asia. So gusto rin lang makita, definitely, that Southeast Asian countries are our brothers in Southeast Asia. Gusto rin makita kung ganun talaga ang abilidad ni EJ kahit nakita nila yung last SEA Games. Lalo na sa Asian Games. Kung meron silang tinatago, China or what countries, gusto rin lang matapatan din si EJ. So bakit naman nila hindi papayagan if it's endorsed by the NOC?
Okay. Now, of course, if PATAFA insists on implementing its ruling, how would you respond to the position by PATAFA that this is between PATAFA and EJ Obiena and that Obiena didn't participate in the proceedings of PATAFA and instead went straight to the POC? At nagkaroon kayo na sarili yung ruling, di ba? Doon sa ethics complaint against PATAFA President Huico.
That's a different issue, Cristiano. POC or the Ethics Committee just acted on the complaint of Obiena dun sa presidente niya. It's not an intra-NSA dispute. It's about the behavior, the conduct of the president, of their president. No? So kung hindi under ng jurisdiction ng POC, then kaya napunta sa ethics. Remember sa Athletes Commission sa nag-file. And the Athletes Commission referred it to POC and the POC referred it to ethics. Kaya hindi, kasi tungkol nga sa pag-uugali, sa behavior, sa conduct. So kung hindi POC ang under sa ng POC ang NSA, then sino? Sino magdi-discipline sa member mo? Hindi naman pwedeng PNP, hindi naman pwedeng DOJ. So POC, of course, na it's well-defined even in PSC law. The definition on when PSC was created, that the POC shall, the POC is the mother organization of all national sports association. And the POC has the full mandate and sole authority for representation of the Philippines in Olympic Games, Asian Games, SEA Games, and other international competition within the realm of the IOC. So, ang klaro-klaro nun. Okay. Klaro-klaro nun. Bakit naman hindi under ng jurisdiction namin? So, sino pa ang mag-a-under sa kanila here in the Philippines? Okay. Di ba?
So since naliwanag yung jurisdiction ng POC over this case, yung ethics case filed against sa Batapa President Philip Wico, as of now, as you speak, persona non grata siya. Tama po ba?
Yes. It was decided. I presided. Hindi nga ako nakaboto eh. Dahil I presided the executive board. Kung hindi ako nag-preside, of course, boboto rin ako. I presided. It was voted by 11 out of 14, one absent. Then after that, it will be referred to the General Assembly. Remember, Christian, hindi siya in-expel, hindi siya sinuspend. He was just declared persona non grata. They can still even function as PATAPA. Naniniwala pa rin kami sa PATAPA, but not on the president as declared persona non grata. They can still normally function because they have the vice president and the sec-gen. It's very normal on any organization. In the absence of the president, the vice president can for POC transaction. But on other stakeholders' transaction, well, they can still use their president. He's still their president. Sa amin lang sa POC, yun, di ka namin nire-recognize because of your attitude, because of your conduct.
Kaya ko po nililiwanag yung persona non grata status as far as the POC is concerned ni PATAPA President Philip Wico, because ano po yung epekto nung pagkakadeclare niya ng persona non grata doon sa PATAPA decision against Obiena Now? Hindi ba void yon because you do not recognize Philip Wico in the first place as PATAPA President?
Exactly. Ganun din yan. Well, wala nga kami transaction sa PATAPA. Yung PATAPA may transaction sa POC. So hindi namin kinakilala kung if ang signatory doon is Mr. Wico, it should be signed by his vice president and sec-gen. Darating din tayo. We're just waiting for the ratification of the General Assembly. By that, we will now communicate it with all SEA Games Federation, OC, Olympic Council of Asia, Asian Federation, International. Yung lahat ng under ng PATAPA, we will communicate with that. That will be our next move after the ratification in General Assembly. And remember the ratification. We don't need kahit meron kami two-thirds, almost three-fourths, we don't need two-thirds and three-fourths, just a simple majority because just an adoption of the executive board resolution.
Okay. Just to be clear also, is the POC recognizing this PATAPA decision against Obiena?
Hindi pa nga namin, narinig ko lang na wala pa rin kami natatanggap. Narinig lang namin na they declared us. What? Parang, so? Sabi ko nga, wala namang transaction si POC kay PATAPA. Si PATAPA may transaction sa POC. But always, the POC is the mother organization. Marami pa rin, ano dyan. Remember, history repeats itself. 2011 pala nangyari na yan na na-declare din ang PATAPA ng sila before the previous administration. na-declare din ang patakwa ng persona ng grata for Mr. Gotenko for bringing the matter to the court. So, parang naalala ko yun. We were there sa Salimpusa. Narinig na lang namin yun na nagsisigawan doon. What I mean is it's not new to POC to declare a persona ng grata. Before GTK, meron pa eh. Hindi ko lang maalala kung walang karate or what.
Pero nga po, Congressman Tolentino, kung persona ng grata si Philip Fuico, valid ba yung naging decision ng Patafa kung saan siya ang presidente against Ubiena?
Para sa akin, hindi. Kasi dineclare nga namin siya persona ng grata. But technically, kung nag-aantay pa sila ng valid pa yun dahil hindi pa ratified ng General Assembly, so be it. But we will stick to that decision of the recommendation of the Ethics Committee. The board, not me, the board, just approved the recommendation of the Ethics Committee based on the merits, based on all submitted documents by EJ. And I think Mr. Wick was given a chance in extent pa to submit. Pero sinubmit niya, insist niya na non-jurisdiction. So with that, he waived these rights. So hindi naman pwede mag-antay ng matagal lang na Ethics Committee. So nag-decide na based on that.
Nagkaroon ba ng chance po ang POC to look into the financial issues raised by Patafa against EJ Ubiena? Kasi nung nakausap po namin si Philip Fuico more than a week ago, he was explaining the intricacies of the financial issues with Ubiena. Kayo ba nasilip niyo as POC?
Well, hindi ko kailangan silipin kasi as a president also of my NSA, cycling, I know the dynamics of those liquidation na nagte-training sa abroad, may atleta rin kami nagte-training sa abroad. So, hindi na namin binibigyan ng problema ang atleta. Kami na lang NSA ang if that will be liquidation, bigyan mo lang please araw-arawin lang namin paalo pang boarding pass nung sa aeroplano or what, or resibo ng equipment or what, or accommodation or what. Ganun kasimple, ba't ko pa pahihirapan yung atleta na busy sa pag-training? Buti kung yun lang. Yung isang atleta kong cyclist, frontliner pa, nurse. So kami na lang ang nagliliquidate. There are times na talagang pag nawala yung small receipt or what, inaabonohan na lang namin ng NSA just to comply with the COA ruling na zero ang liquidation.
Pero ano po ba ang kalakaran? What is the protocol when it comes to liquidation? Kasi maganda pinaliwanag niya, no? Hindi niya na pinapahirapan yung atleta. And I think this was also consistent with the sentiment of EJ Ubiena before. He said mag-isa siya sa Italy, kasama niyong coach. Siyempre, yung mga bagay na hindi niya naasikaso because he was focused on training. So may mga resibong hindi niya siguro na ihahanda on time. And because of that, nagkaroon ng ganitong investigation ng Patafa. And now, the recommendation is quite serious. The filing of criminal charges against him.
Kaya nga, Christian, that's very fatherhood or parent approach to your children. Diba? Bakit naman kailangan pang dumating sa ganun? You have all the stuff, you have all the logistics. Bakit mo lahat ididin dun sa isang taong nag-iisa na nagko-concentrate, na nagko-focus sa training? So, meron bang ibang paraan? Meron bang ibang way na kanya-kanyang management style yan eh, different NSA. Walang specific model. Eh. So, kung maganda yung model niya, why not replicate it? Why not? Diba? So, maraming NSA na very smooth naman. No? Na nakapag, kaya lang merong hindi na-liquidate kung inherited yon from the previous official. So, talaga hindi na nila ma-liquidate yun. Then dito sa incumbent, dito sa ongoing, there's a lot of way to sabi nga no, Ben, hindi man ako accountant, hindi man para yung problema ko pa, especially that kung papasweldo din mo euro, papadala sa iyo ng gobyerno peso, so maghahanap ka pa, nagpa-fluctuate pa yung rate, maghahanap ka pa ng malamang magkabono or or mapasobra, maganda kung mapasobra, bonus na nung recipient yun. Yeah. Bonus na recipient yun. Pero kung nag-abono pa, ako, edi double whammy pa yun. Bawas pa. So, kaya ganun na naging situation. So, pwede bang ang treatment? Ganun ba ang treatment ng magulang? Ganun ba ang treatment ng NSA official sa extraordinary athlete, world athlete, na may, di ba? So, nagkaroon lang sana ng konting leniency. Karoon lang sana ng EJ, ano ba, natulungan ka na namin, di ba? Or tinawagan. Hindi yun. Solid mo yung ano, ha? May memo agad. Lahat na, binintang agad, et cetera, et cetera. So, may something. May something yun. Bakit? Bakit mo kailangan, ano, up to now, so, kailangan idein na talaga bang ano na, i-down na natin yung bata, alisin mo na sa national pool. So, ano ba, may something ba? It's about what? Character? It's about what? We are for athletes dapat. We serve the athletes. We serve the country. Not you enough of this entitlement.
Okay, that is actually my next question, Congressman Bamboo. May something kasi I was looking at the recommendations of the PANDAPA under the leadership of President Philip Pico. Very serious yung mga recommendations, no? Hirapan palitan yung coach, recommendation of filing of staff charges against EJ Vena.
Who will file?
May misappropriation of funds, allegations this is a nanay ni EJ Vena. As far as you know, is this something that
who will file? If we're talking of the government funds, it should be PSC.
Yeah.
Will PSC do that?
Okay. Ang tanong ko, as far as you know, what's the real score? What's the real deal between the PANDAPA, between Philip Pico and Ubiena? Is there something that we don't know here? Congressman Tarantino?
Christian, medyo choppy. Hindi ko na... Yeah.
Okay. Medyo choppy yung... repeat the question, Congressman. Can you hear me now, clearly?
20 seconds.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, yes. Yes.
Very, very serious yung recommendations ng PANDAPA, no? Mabibigat yung mga allegations, mabibigat yung mga findings, and then the recommendations. As far as you know, is there something that we do not know regarding the real score or the real deal between PANDAPA and Philip Pico and EJ Buena of Viena?
I don't know. Hindi namin dinig yun. We just acted on the complaint given to us by Ubiena on how he was treated. No? So, yung sinasabi ko, kung mayroon ganun, who will file? It should be the government kasi government funds. So, it should be PSC. Will PSC file a case against an athlete? Eh baka, huwag naman sanang mag-decide si Ubiena na, oh my God, kung ganyan na treatment sa akin, I'll just live and play for another country. So, nasayang na naman. Balik na naman tayo sa mga nasasayang nating after nurturing, after potential for a potential medalist. No? We're talking of 2 SEA Games, 1 Asian Games, and possibly 2024 again, pag nag-qualify sa Olympics. No? Ang hirap nga mag-qualify. Makaproduce nung meron pa bang Paul Bolter na mapuproduce tayo. As I've said, pati mga Asian countries looking for that.
Yun nga eh.
He's number one in Asia. He broke the record ng Asia. Diba? Wala nga nag-qualify na Asia sa Tokyo eh. Huwag na natin pag-usapin sa Asia na eh. Walang Chinese, walang Japanese, Korean, walang... the Russian, the former Russian republics.
Okay. So, before we end, let's talk about the options for EJ Vienna. Ano yung may bibigay na suporta ng gobyerno, ng POC, ng PSC?
I cannot... to the athlete. Yes, Christian, I cannot answer for the PSC. They should answer my questions na. Talaga, pababayaan ba nila si EJ as government funder? Not as a POC president, as a congressman, ibang mga legislators, we gave budget to PSC. Teka, para gamitin mo yung sa atleta, sa sports development, etc. So, remember, we can, the POC naman can, by citing that provision, will always can endorse of Vienna for two reasons. Kasi para mag-endorse ang NOC, it's due to sports merit or if it will inspire the youth of the country. So pasok sa lahat ng sa dalawang reason na yon, sports merit at saka it will inspire the youth of the country. So bakit hindi naman siya popondohan ng gobyerno? Now, baka may inuutos ng GAA na nakalagay doon, baka may provision na you have to or you have to stop kung merong palukohan, di ba? Now, if PSC will not, definitely POC will look for a private funding for him. Okay. And question lang naman doon yung training. The D-Day, the competition itself, madali nang ihanap yun. Ang question lang doon yung mahabang period ng training and qualifying. No? So, who will bankroll on that? The POC will look for that. For a private, okay. Definitely there will be.
Okay, at least naniwala ka, no? The POC, pag walang ginawang PSC, in terms of government funding, the POC would look for private funding.
Yes.
At ang concern dito, baka naman tumirik si EJ of Vienna while training abroad because of this mess with Patafa. Which is my next question. Assuming that the Patafa indeed banishes him from the national training pool, would it mean that automatically the funding for EJ of Vienna's training would run dry? Ganun po ba yan?
Pag nag-agree ang PSC, pero kung ako ang PSC, we from POC, there are many ways. There are many channels. He can, pwedeng hindi bigyan na directly ni PSC si Vienna or the coach. But he can channel it to us as a private organization, as a part of this movement, this Olympic movement. PSC can give us a financial assistance. Then we can give it to EJ and we will liquidate it. And okay. We can liquidate it. Not we will, we can liquidate it.
Okay. Finally, Congressman Tolentino, regarding that, ba sinasabi niyo options for EJ of Vienna in light of this mess with Patafa. But what about the red tape, the bureaucratic red tape? Magiging madali ba o mahirap for EJ of Vienna? Because for those who are watching, perhaps their concern is this, no? We have a world-class athlete here, but our yes. sports leaders are creating more problems than solutions for the athlete himself. So instead of focusing on training, we'd have to deal with this problem with Patafa. Then after that, where to source other funding just to proceed with this training?
Meron talaga Christian red tape. Of course, it's a government fund. There are lots of compliance. COA, may policy pa nga ang PSC na no liquidation, no funding. So, yun ang policy nila. Wala tayong magagawa doon. That's, yun ang ini-insist ni PSC. No? Kaya nga sabi ko, there are many ways. There are many ways. Kung talagang gugustuhin. But kung gusto mo talagang ilubog, ibagsak o mawala yung ano natin, ay madali din lang yun sa policy makers natin. So dapat hindi naman ganun. Dapat let's think well, not just outside the box, but think another ways and remember the flag is on their side. In the athlete's side, the flag, the citizen and the netizens is with the Vienna. So but this is not normal athletes government relation and POC Patafa relation. Ang hirap kaya mag-produce ng ganyan another of Vienna. Imagine that Trump.
Congressman Bambol Tolentino, the President of the Philippine Olympic Committee, thank you very much for joining us tonight. Thank you very much for answering our questions, sir.
Thank you, Christian. Thank you. And Hope to see you again. Some light in
salamat po.
Salamat po.
Now, EJ Obiena is now a trending topic on Twitter as social media users reacted to the deepening rift between the Filipino Olympian and Patafa. Some netizens have come up with several hashtags to express support for Obiena and urge Patafa President Philip Quico to resign. Others say Patafa should be the one punished for supposedly harassing the Filipino athlete. And several users also worry that the rift might prompt Obiena to switch his allegiance and represent another country instead. We'll take a short break after the fact. We'll be right back.